Okay. So, Rita, I'll call you Rita, that's okay.
That's fine, yeah. Yes.
Could you give me your name, your address and date of birth, please?
My name is Rita Spinola. I was Rita Stevens. And I'm 74. And I was born in 9th of April 1939.
Great. Can you tell me a little bit about your background, like, you know, where you were born, your father, your mother, their occupations? And
well, my dad worked over at Bailey's Dry Dock. He worked there for years, but before that, his grandfather and all his brothers worked on the tugboats down the Cardiff Docks. And my father had an allotment like they did in them days, you know what I mean? My mother, he was born in Grangetown, my dad. But my mother was born in Cogan. Now, she was in the First World War, my mum. I got photographs of her when she was in the First World War. They didn't get married till they were in their late 40s. So I was the only child. My mum lost two boys at 3 days old, and I was the only child. I was supposed to have stopped breathing, and then it brought me back to life. And my father was on the tugboat then, and he had this thing, come quickly. And he rushed off the tugboats because they thought I would die, but here I am, I'm 74.
So, Rita, where were you born then?
I was born in Cardiff in St David's Hospital, and I was only £2 born, which they never thought I would live, but there you are. What's to be?
And where did you live when you were,
In here. Well, my members lived in rooms in the next street, in Pentrebane Street. She moved into here, and I'd been here all these years. So this is our home.
What about brothers and sisters?
No, I haven't got any, no.
Right.
Because two of them died.
In child...
Well, they were 3 days old. In them days, they never had all the things that they had. And both of them were 3 days old and they died. So that's all I know. And my mother never said much about it, you know. So.
Yeah. Okay. So, education, primary... And secondary?
Well, we never had primary and secondary when I was in school. I went to the Nash, which is now called St Paul's School. I loved it there. I'd been nervous because the teachers were very strict in them days. I also worked there. And my children went there. My grandchildren went there. And I worked there for 38 years. But it's now St Paul's School. It belongs to St Paul's Church. Which I go to now. When I was younger, I used to go to what they called the Windsor Gospel Hall, was a chapel, because I used to love them with the magic lanterns, you know. But then when I got older, I went in the guides, and I started going to church parade once a month. And then, when we got married, I went over to Germany to live for a couple of years, well, 18 months to 2 years, and we came back. My oldest son was born in Germany. And then I started going to St Paul's Church because my mother used to go there when she lived here. And I just like going to church. I don't always go on a Sunday. I go on a Wednesday and I enjoy it. I've been going for years, you know. We belong to the guild. I've got lots of friends in the church and I enjoy it. That's why I like Grangetown, because I worked in the school, which is only down the road. I had my church. If we were snowed in, we could walk down to the shops, to the doctors, you could walk to the hospital. So this is why I love Grangetown, and it's a lovely community.
Yeah. Can I just ask you about the school you said? So you went to that school...
Till I was 15. We didn't have primary schools then, or, you know, two different schools. My husband did, because the council, they did it. They started to change it, but the church schools never changed. So we stayed there till we were 15. Right. And we left school then, and then we started work. I wanted to work in a place called Horrocks's, but it used to be called the Peggy Ann, for sewing. I wanted to be a hairdresser, but my mother said no, because you love rheumatics in your hands, and I got them now, and I never worked there. Anyway, I worked in the Crystal Laundry. I went there because I thought I'd wait until I got a vacancy. So, yeah.
Okay. So you were 15 when you left school. Why did you decide to leave then?
Well, that was the law. You had to leave when you were 15. You couldn't stay in school after you were 15.
Right. So how did you feel about leaving? I mean, you couldn't have gone on to do...
No.
Right. No. Okay, fine. So your first job then after leaving school?
My first job was in the laundry, the Crystal Laundry. And what I did, I used to be pressing shirts. I didn't like it because you could burn yourself very often, you know. But I persevered and I stayed there because I had my name down to work in Horrocks's, so I just didn't wait till there was a vacancy. You know, I got on all right with the girls, but it wasn't my job, really. I wasn't fussed on it, but I did it anyway, you know what I mean? And then... the vacancy came up then in Horrocks's, which when you first start, you can't go straight on the machines. I used to sit on what they call a bench. There'd be a long table. There'd be girls along one side and along the other side, and you'd learn to sew hooks and eyes on, and you'd have to make loops for the belts to go through. You did that for a while, which was all hand sewing, you know. And then when there was a vacancy on the bench, that was the same thing. It was a long bench with machines each side. I think there might be 12 on one side and 12 on the other side. Now, at the top of it was an ironing board with somebody would iron. So you wouldn't actually make the complete garment on the bench. You'd start off doing one thing and then you put it in the next one and she'd do a bit more. So by the time you come to the end of the bench, the dress was made. But in between that, if you did seams, like they don't do it now, they overlock everything, you would take it up and the woman on the end of your bench would iron the seam flat. And we had a lovely relationship. We all used to laugh and sing together. They had a nice canteen. But
Can I take you back to when you first went there?
Right.
How old were you when you went to Horrocks?
I must have been going on for 16 then, because I think I was in the laundry for about a year. So I wasn't there long.
And it seems to me, did you want to go to Horrocks?
Yes, I did, yes.
Why did you want to go?
Because of sewing. I liked sewing. I wanted to be a machinist. See, so...
So you were on this first bench now.
Yes.
And it was like a training for you then?
Well, no, you just had to... Yes, I suppose... Well, it wasn't a training because you weren't on the machines. You were doing hand sewing. You were sewing hooks and eyes on, you see? And then they would teach... Then you, when there was a vacancy on the bench, you would go on the bench and they'd teach you then how to use the machine. Because, of course, they were very fast, you know. You know, it's not like the ordinary machine. They were fast, so... You have to learn how to do that, you know what I mean?
And how long did that go on for, you know, the kind of training bit on the machine then?
Well, not long really, because you just sort of got on with it, you know what I mean? They give you little jobs to do to get used to using the machine and then you just carried on then, you know? But I got to be fair, I did enjoy it there. It was a good atmosphere and lovely people to work for, nice canteen.
What did the factory make?
It made dresses, and we didn't do sheet, but they made, I don't know if you heard of Horrocks's sheets, cotton sheets, they did them, but our factory was just making dresses, dressing gowns we used to make as well. They'd make them from Marks and Spencer's and all other shops, but Marks and Spencer's always had their own labels. You couldn't put, you know, they had their special labels, Marks and Spencer's. But there was a bench with just one on, which they would do the samples. You know, just girls on their own would do that. But on the bench, you'd done the garment from the start, and then when it came to the end, it was finished then, you know. That's how it was.
And you enjoyed that work?
Oh, I did, yes, immensely. Well, one of the presses, I must tell you this, right? Her name is Irene Spetty. But a real name, no... And Lorna Leslie was a name, but a stage name is Rainey Spetty. She, Mike, what's his Dixon now? She's married to him on the television.
David,
she, David Dixon, yeah, she's married to him, she is. But she was 6 foot, over 6 foot. And of course, in them days, you always had to clock in and clock out. And you'd all be in the long line clock. And she would tell about everybody, you know. But yes, I really enjoyed it there. We had some lovely times. They used to have trips. We'd go down to Porthcawl in a bus to watch the fireworks. And we'd have dinner dances, which that was my first ever dinner dance, where I bought my first evening gown, which we thought we were wonderful, having our hair done and buying special shoes, you know. It was lovely.
And where were the dinner dances held?
That was in the Connaught Rooms in the Capitol. It was by the Capitol Cinema. It was called the Connaught Rooms, but it was a proper dinner and dance, you know what I mean? It was really nice.
What was the what kind of music was it?
Oh, but mostly like, well, with our age, it was like the rock and roll and all that, you know what I mean? It was lovely. And I'm trying to think, what was his name now? The one that's deaf. I always remember, we all used to be singing out on the bench. Johnny Ray used to be singing his songs. That's because they'd have the radio on, you see, while we're working. And we'd be singing, all of us, you know. But I know I can remember Johnny Ray, they were all singing. We all used to sing to that.
Did they have the radio on all day?
Yes, they did, yes, yes. But then if the temperature was below 40 degrees, we weren't supposed to work, but we were lucky enough, I think only once or twice, it was below, you know, but because it was such a big factory, you know.
And do you remember any of the programmes that were on?
Oh, no, I can't remember now. It's going back a long time now. I know we used to listen to the radio, all of us. No, I can't remember the programmes.
What year did you go there? I forgot to ask you that.
I think it was 55. Because it wasn't, as I say, it wasn't long in the laundry, and then I got this job in Horrocks's. Because the dinner dance that I went to, the first one was in December the 30th, 55, that was.
Fantastic. So, was there any other members of your family working in...
No. No, there wasn't.
What about friends or people from the neighbourhood?
Yeah, my neighbour, my friend that lived a few doors up, she worked in the office there, she did. But I made new friends when I started there, you know. It was great. It was good.
And, I mean, did you need qualifications to get... You know, did you have to show them that you could sew?
Well, no, they taught you to sew.
They did teach you to
yes,
sew?
Yes, yes.
Right, so it wasn't something that you'd learnt in school?
No, no, no. Right. Well, we did have sewing lessons in school, but not like they do today.
What kind of interview did you have for the job? Do you remember?
I remember going into the office and just chatting, you know, they're asking me all questions, but... And I think we had to take our school card, you know. We used to have a leaving card in them days, you know, from school. I think we took that. But as you said, you know, I was lucky enough to get the job.
And were there, you say, were there girls from Grangetown, other girls from Grangetown working there?
Yes, yes, and there was people from up the valleys as well used to work there, because I made friends with the girl, Sheila Nash. And she lived in Estrapmunnock, and she married one of the mechanics that used to repair the machines, you know? Because we went to the wedding, because we went to a couple of weddings. We used to, you know, all go as a group, like, we all went as friends.
Yeah. And so were you mainly women who worked there?
Yes, it was always, yes. Even the ones that was cutting out, you know, because there was a big table with the material on. They had these electric cutters, which they cut out. But they were all women, they were. And the packers. The only, as I say, the only men really were the mechanics and the boss. I can't think of his name now. Yendel was in the laundry. I can't think of his name now. But the others, we very rare saw him, very rare. You never ever, you'd only see him walk through and just looking at things and gone, you know. So there wasn't mostly women.
Yeah. And the mechanics, what did they do?
Well, if the machines broke down, they repaired the machines.
And the packers were women, you said?
Yes, they were women as well, yes, yes.
Okay. And what was your exact work in the factory? Describe it to me.
Machinist.
And did you do that all the time you were there?
Yes, until they closed. Unfortunately, they decided to close and we were all in a terrible state because we loved it, all of us. And we had a party and we were all singing, "We'll meet again," you know. It was lovely. But, yes, I was there till it closed.
And when did they close? Do you remember?
No, that I'm not sure of. I got to think now. About 50, maybe 58, 59, I'm not sure, to be honest. Let me think now, because I was in another place and then I was married to 59. I was married then. So it might have been about 50, might have been 60, 59, 60. I'm not quite sure about that. But then when they finished then, of course you had to go to a place in... which is, what's it called, Westcott Street now. There was a place there where you had to go and sign on, as it was then. And then I had a job then in West Canal Wharf, and that was...
Yeah, sorry, can I just ask you, before we leave
okay,
Horrocks,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you remember, can you describe to me what it was like on the first day when you walked in?
Oh, I was very nervous. Very nervous. I'm always a nervous person anyway. I mean, as you get older, you learn. But I was very nervous, and you just sat there sewing. You know what I mean? You wouldn't speak to anybody, and eventually you get your confidence and you start chatting, but I was very nervous, you know, but that was how I was.
What was the building like? What were the, you know, the sounds, the smells?
Well, it was a very big building, and like I said, you can imagine if you first go there, you see all these machines, lines and lines of machines and places where they're cutting. So, you know, it was a bit wow, you know. But as I said, they were so friendly, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
You say they played music, but was it noisy there?
Not really. Well, it would be with the machines, I suppose, because some of they're not quiet, but not... Well, we got used to it when you were sewing. You got used to it. They'd have the radio on, you know.
And how did you feel about working there?
I loved it. I loved it, yes.
Great. Can I just ask you, how did other local people view, you know, work, factory work, you know, like status to compare with, say, working in a shop or something? Was it all on a... par or
I don't understand. Well, how can I explain? Now, some people now, they've always worked in offices, right? Like my friend did, Marion, she was in the office, but that wasn't me. But I worked in a factory in them days. Like a cousin of mine said when I worked in a lot, "Oh, you're not working in a factory." You know what I mean? Like as if it was degrading. But I didn't think it was degrading because I enjoyed it. Factory work was, well, we're all different. That's what I find. If we all was intelligent, we couldn't all work in an office, could we? So in my mind, we all got different ways of living. I was quite happy to work in a factory. Some people would say, oh, I wouldn't work in a factory, but I loved working in a factory. I wouldn't want to work in an office. So that's the way I feel about it, you know? But some, you know, it's just how we are.
Well, it's skill and it's skilled work, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, yeah. It is. Yes, yeah.
Yes. Can you describe like a working day? You know how it would start. You know what would you do like when you were a machinist then?
Well, you clock in. Obviously, you clock in and then go and sit down by your machine, and you'd start machining away. Then they'd have a break. And which you could go in the canteen for about, you'd only have, say, a cup of tea, you'd only be, I think, about a quarter of an hour, not sure now. But then you carry on, then lunchtime then, we'd go in the canteen, but sometimes we'd go for a walk because it was more countryfied then. So to have a bit of fresh air, we'd go for a walk around before we went back into the factory, do you know what I mean? But then you'd only have one small break in the afternoon, and then you would finish then, like, you know. I used to ride a bike to school, to work, I did, you know, and you'd go and get your bike and ride home. But that's all it was, really.
How long did it take you to get there?
Oh, only about 10 minutes, because it's only up the road for me, you know. Sometimes I used to come home dinner times in the summer when the weather was nice. I'd ride home and my mother would have my dinner ready and I'd be right back then, you know. But then when I got more friends with the girls, I didn't bother. We used to stay in and have a chat and go and have a walk around, you know. But as they say, and then they'd have sales then. You could buy the dresses, do you know what I mean? And they were reasonable. I mean, the dresses in them days, you'd have a circular skirt, and if you think the material would cover the whole of this floor, that's how big they were. They were lovely, lots and lots of material in them, lovely dresses, and dressing gown. But the dresses were always lovely, well made they were.
And did you got a discount, did you?
Well, no, what it was, they would have a sale, and then you could buy them cheaper then, you know what I mean? So,
sorry, could you... Okay, so sorry, Rita, about that.
That's okay.
Let's go back to the sale. How many times a year then?
I would say about twice a year. But you could buy, they bring other things into the factory as well then, you know what I mean? That they're sheets, pillow slips, and you always had a good sale. It was worth buying. They were lovely clothes, really nice clothes. And their sheets, I mean, everybody that got married, they gave them Horrocks' sheets for a wedding present, and they lasted years. They were lovely.
Yeah. So, you know, was the factory, was it a kind of nice place to... What I mean is, it sounds as if you had a lovely time there and you liked the work. Building-wise and facility-wise, was it a nice environment to work in?
Yes, because we had a lovely canteen. I mean, I think it might have been, in our days, the modern ones, you know what I mean? Because we had a lovely big canteen, nice toilets, a place to put your bike, so... You know, I think, yes, the factory was really good.
Did you think they were good employers?
Yes, I did, yes. They were very good, yes.
How many of you worked there? Have you got any idea?
Oh, I don't know, because there was about, let's see. Got to be a few hundred, because there was 24 on each bench, and there was, that's the sewing part. And there must have been about 10 in the bench, 10 benches. Then they had a row of people doing samples. Then they had people doing the hand sewing, like I showed you. Then the people are cut out. Then there's packers. There was people that done overlocking, people that done zips. So I'd say a few hundred easily. And you worked that out, didn't it? Quite a lot, really.
That was a lot of people to lose their jobs, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. It was really, everybody was really upset because we were all friends, you know what I mean? So it was upsetting.
Yeah. Were there married women working there?
Yes, there's a few married women there, and as I say, some of us got married. As I said, Sheila Nash married the Peter, who was the engine, looked after the machines, you know.
Yeah. And did you get married when you were there?
Yes, I did, yes.
What year did you get married?
59.
Right.
59 I got married, yes.
Were you encouraged to go to night school or anything when you were there?
No, we never had nothing like, well, I didn't anyway. Well, you didn't need to with sewing. Obviously, people in the office perhaps did, you know, because they had different views then of different things.
Yes. And can you remember how much you were paid a week?
Oh, I don't.
Or a month, or a week, was it?
I think it was £2 something. If I'd have thought of it, I could have looked for my payslip. I think it was £2 something, £2.07, something like that. I'm not quite sure. It wasn't a lot. You know, when I say to my grandchildren about it, they can't believe it. It's about £2 something, I think it was. Which was good money to us in them days, and it was a job.
Well, yeah. I was going to ask, how did that feel in the, you know?
We were quite happy with that. It was fine. It was fine.
And was it piecework or was it...
No, I didn't go on piecework, no. Some of the girls did, the ones that done the samples, they did. But ours was just a wage, like, you know what I mean? You just did your job every day.
And did you say you still got a wage slip?
I have somewhere, but I'll have to find it. I'm sure it was £2 down we had.
Right, okay. And did you have a pay rise when you were there at all?
I can't remember, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. I should imagine he would have had. Not much, though, I don't think, because he don't have... I can't remember having one.
Right, okay, that's great. And were you all paid the same, do you think?
Oh, yes, we were all paid the same, yes.
So everything felt quite...
Apart from the pieceworkers, obviously, you know.
Oh, there were some people on piecework, right?
Yes. They used to do the samples and that, you know. But everybody else got paid the same.
Right.
Even the ones that done the pressing, you know, with the iron, doing the pressing the seams.
And the cutters out as well?
I would think so, yes.
What did you spend your wages on?
Oh, what did I spend my wages on? Well, as I said, for our dinner dance, we went and bought these special shoes with all glitter on. I remember saving up for that. And we had this first evening gown, you know, with the big skirt and that. And we had our hair done special. But we weren't like the girls today, like they want to buy everything. We didn't do that. We were pretty good. I saved a bit. I never went mad, you know what I mean? Because I only went to a youth club, which that's where I met my husband when I was 15. But that's all I went, because I met him and I didn't go far. If he was on leave, we'd go to the cinema. You know, we'd go into town for the cinema. And we'd, as I say, we'd go to the fireworks display with the Horrockses. Obviously, you'd be buying things then and you'd go on the shows and whatever, but that's all. You never spent like they do today, you know what I mean?
Do you remember how much the cinema was in those days?
Was it about, I'm not sure if it was 2 and 6. It was 1 and 6 and 2 and 6, I think. That seems to ring a bell. And a shilling. Shilling, 2 and 6, yes. 1 and 9. See, I'm just thinking of the prices now. You've got me thinking now.
Where did you go usually? Did you go to one special cinema?
Well, when my husband was on leave, we'd always go into town, as we call it, into Cardiff, like into town, and we'd see whatever film was on, and we'd go and see the Empire or the Odeon, one of those we'd go to. I mean, we had a cinema up the road here, which was the Ninian Cinema, which I only went when I had my children, for my night out, my husband would mind the children, I'd go with my friend and we'd go and watch a film. That's all, up the Nin, we used to call it then. But no, we only went into town. And what we used to do in them days, we used to call it window shopping, because they never had the shutters then, did they? So we'd walk around looking in all the shop windows, thinking, oh, I'd like that, oh, yes, and whatever. But we didn't spend much money in them days.
Did you go into town by bus? Or?
Yes, we went in on the bus, yes. Of course, 10 o'clock, when the film had finished, everybody would be standing up, because they always played the Queen then, and you'd be waiting for it to finish because you'd have to run and catch your bus.
Did you share the wages with your family? Did you pay your mum anything?
I did give my mother money. I think it was 5 shillings, something like that. I can't remember offhand. It might have been about 5 shillings, I think.
And, you've talked about the perks. Can I just ask you about trade unions? Were there any trade unions?
There was a union, yes, there was a union, and we all had to join it, you know. We were all joined the union anyway.
Do you remember what the union was?
No, I can't remember, no.
So you...
Because when it was... that's how I said about it being cold, it had to be a certain temperature, because of the factory was such a big place. because that was to do with the unions. You know, they said we had to be at a certain thing. I can't remember exactly what it was. That's all I can remember about the unions.
So there were no disputes or anything?
No.
And you felt... did you feel fairly treated?
Yes, I did, yes.
Did you have to wear a certain uniform for work?
No.
So you could just wear...
clothes, yes. Whatever you wanted to, yes.
And whatever you wanted?
Yes, whatever, yes.
They were quite lax, you know, not lax, but so long as you didn't go in...
Yes, silly clothes, yes.
Right. And do you feel the work was dangerous in any way?
No. I mean, I did so when I was first learning, like you're saying, I had the needle right through my finger. Do you know what I mean? Well, you just got to learn, haven't you? And you just stop, and then they pull in the needle out then for you. Do you know what I mean? But they had good first aid as well. I mean, I got to be fair. The one time I was running across, which I shouldn't have done when it was a break, and it was raining, not like the leaves are now, and I slipped and fell on the back of my head and knocked myself out. Well, then they took me in the room there, and I was there for a while, but I got to be fair, they had good first aid. They did, yes. That's what makes me think it was more modern in our days to what it, do you know what I mean, to some of the factories, you know?
Yes. Can you remember any of the rules and regulations there? Were there, you know, did you feel there were rules and regulations or...?
Well, you weren't allowed to be late, you had to be clocking in. But there was no really rules. I mean, you just had to be, couldn't be late. I mean, you had to have a good excuse for not being in work. But apart from that, there was no really rules because everything was fine. You know what I mean? You had a good supervisor.
Great. Were you ever made aware of kind of health and safety issues and stuff like that? Or, you know...
No, there was no health and safety. The only thing issue was, as I told you, with the temperature with the union, that's the only thing. There was no health and safety then.
And how was the factory heated and lit? Do you remember?
I can't remember the heating, but as I said, it wasn't really cold. But then when we had the bitter cold weather, it would be cold because it was a big... Well, how can I explain? You know, like they do ours at these buildings, what they called now. Oh, I can't think of the word now.
The what buildings?
You know, like ours, just like they build them, these pre... What they called? I can't think of the word. Prefabricated thing. Yeah, is it? That's not the word. It was a great big factory. I mean, I can't even remember what about the heat. All I remember that we were told this time, because it was cold, if it was below 40, we weren't allowed to work. But I can't remember what heating was in there. I think they had the big long lights, you know, because of the sewing, you'd have to have bright lights because of the sewing.
So like strip light?
Yes.
Were you allowed to kind of chat while you were working?
Yes, you could chat and sing. Yeah, that's what I said, it was relaxed, it was really nice.
And do you remember what you talked about?
Oh, probably boyfriends and what we, you know, youth club and different things, you know, and music. We talk about the music, like I said, there'd be certain records we'd like, and we talk about that, you know.
Things haven't changed that much then?
No, it hasn't, no.
Were you allowed to smoke while you were working?
No, I don't think, no, they could smoke, but not in the factory. They could... because obviously they could smoke in the canteen, because I never smoked, so it didn't appeal to me. But they couldn't smoke in the factory, but I think they could smoke in the canteen, you know?
Did you suffer any kind of long-term health issues from working there,
No,
do you think?
No, nothing at all.
How do the women treat their fellow male workers?
Fine, I used to laugh about and joke with them. They were fine.
Okay. Was your husband supportive of you working? Did he mind? Did he want you to work?
Well, in them days you did. You just automatically worked, didn't you? You didn't even think about it. I mean, once you've had your children, then you never worked. Because you had to look after your children. That's the unfortunate thing of today. The youngsters, they've got to go to work. And it's a shame because they're missing the bond with their children. I really don't like that. I really think it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. How many days did you work? Did you work weekends?
Monday to Friday, only a week. You didn't work Saturdays.
And do you remember the hours you worked in a day?
I think we started it. I don't know if we started at 9. We had hour for lunch, I know, because sometimes I used to come home. And I think we finished at 5. I can't. I would think so. I think it was a 40-hour week, so how would that work out then? Would that be right then? I've got to work it out.
Yes, 9 to 5.
Yes, 9 to 5 it was.
And so there were no shifts or anything like that?
No, shift work.
And did you get any overtime, stuff like that?
Sometimes, if they were, they were rushing on a, they wanted certain things out, sometimes you would, you know, you might have to work an hour or so, that's all. But not very often, it was mostly, because there were so many people there, it was then pretty good, you know.
Yeah. And did you have a holiday allowance with pay?
I think we had holiday pay, yeah.
Do you remember how much you had in a year?
Oh, I can't remember now. No.
And bank holidays, stuff like that?
Yeah, we had bank holidays, yes, we had them off.
Did the factory, you know, did you have sort of different holidays, or was it like some factories, especially at the valleys?
Used to close down, didn't they? Yes.
Did that happen?
I'm trying to think now, I can't think now whether it closed down. I can't really remember, to be honest.
Okay. And where did you used to go on holidays?
Not really, because in them days you didn't really go on holidays. We didn't. We'd have, when I was a little girl, we used to go on day trips, you know, on the buses. But when we were married, we never, because my husband was in the army. So we didn't go on holidays. I would go down with his nana, that's right. We went down to Porthcawl for a week in the caravan. That's the one time that we can say that we had a week's holiday, you know.
And when was that? Do you remember?
I don't know, God, years.
A couple of years after you were
before
married?
Before we were married, we went down there, yes. We went down and spent stay because she wanted to go and we went with her for company so she could have the caravan, you know. So.
Right. And, were you allowed days off for personal reasons, like funerals or things like that?
I can't remember having days. Well, when you're younger, you don't. You know, there's no funerals, really, unless it's immediate family, which I was okay. I didn't ever have that time off for funerals, no. Whether they did, I don't know.
Yeah, so you can't remember, like, having to forego a day's pay for having a day off for personal reasons or anything like that. Okay. So, you know, you were talking about these dinner dances. They're fantastic. And were they organised by the company or by the workers?
The company organised them.
And did you pay for those or did the company pay for those?
Do you know, I can't remember. I don't know whether they paid because friends came. Obviously, they would have had to pay the friends. Whether we paid or not, I can't really remember. But they were, you know, in them days, it was a proper dinner dance. It was lovely, you know.
You've talked about the music. It was like a rock and roll. Were they like local bands who played?
Yes, it was. They usually had a live band there.
Do you remember any of them?
No, not really. It's a long time back now.
Yeah. And do you remember what you had to eat then?
Oh, gosh, you're joking, no. I know it would be like you'd have soup, wouldn't you, and you'd have your meal and your sweetener. And I don't know if we had after 8 mince and things. I don't think we did then. But you'd have it was a 3-course meal. Do you know what I mean? It was a, you know, proper dinner, as I say, a dinner dance, which would have to be done properly, you know what I mean?
And how many times a year would that be?
Only, I was a Christmas one. Just I was a Christmas, Christmas one now.
So, you were allowed to take people?
Yes, if friends wanted to come, they could come as well.
Right, so who did you take?
I got my husband. I took my husband with me.
Every time?
Yes.
Not sort of local friends?
No, because my main friend, Marion, she worked there anyway. She was in the office. You know.
Oh, yeah, you said, yeah, yeah. Is any one event that you remember from your time in the factory, like a visit by a famous person or anything like that?
Well, the only famous person that I know, as I told you, is Lorna Leslie, because she worked with us. You know, when she was a scream, she'd have us all singing. She was always laughing. Always laughing, she was. She was really good.
And what did she go on to do then?
Well, I don't know, because we all split. Once the factory closed, that was it. So everybody went. But then she started to sing then under Lorna Leslie. That was her name. That's what she was doing, singing. So what happened after that, I don't know.
You don't remember any? Did she bring out any records or anything?
Oh, she did shows, I think. She done concerts. Obviously she must have done records, because she done shows, you know.
And you didn't go and see her?
No.
Okay, great. There we are. I'm going to move on to... I'll just ask you this. Are you in contact with any of your former workmates from Horrocks?
No, unfortunately, no. I got photographs of them, but no, unfortunately, no.
Right, Okay, I'll go on. I'll just pause a minute.
Okay.
You mentioned that you went on works trips to the fireworks in Pathcoll. But did Horrocks put the buses on for those?
Yes, we had to pay, but, you know, it was an evening trip, like, since I went with my husband. I went with my... There was a bus load, you know, the girls would take their boyfriends and we'd go to Pathcoll and watch the fireworks and go on the shows. It was just a great night out, you know.
And so was that a kind of annual event on...
Yes, it was.
On Bonfire Night?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. So we'll go on then, Rita, to... So you left Horrocks. What year was it again?
What did we say now? Those 60s, maybe six. Yeah, 59-60. It was after I got married.
Right. Yeah, that's what you said, yeah.
I think it was now. And then, like I said, we had to go to this place in Westcott Street, and eventually I found a job in West Canal Wharf. Now, after working in Horrocks's, such a lovely factory, I couldn't believe it. Because you went in this little door, and as you went in, there was all coal at the back. And then you went up these stairs, and when you got up to the stairs then, you turned right, and there was this room there was only two machinists, and then when I started, that would have been three. The boss, Mr. Spencer, and one boy, a Greek boy, was cutting out. And we were making school satchels, handbags, and sometimes we'd make purses, but mostly it was school satchels. And there was three girls on the machines, and it was big machines, heavy machines, same as we had in Horrocks's, but a bit stronger. But you had an oily rag, you had to oil the seam and then machine it. It was okay, it was nice girls, and we used to chat and, you know, and all that business. But after working at Horrocks's, it was entirely different, because we'd have a break, he'd turn the machines off, and the boss would make the tea, and then we'd have this bowl, and everybody would wash our hands in this bowl to have our cup of tea and whatever, the same bowl. And then this one time, I picked up imbatego from the oil. I must have had a pimple and scratched it, and I had imbatego on my face. It was dreadful. I told the boss, Mr. That's fine, he said. We still all washed in this bowl and still use the same towel, which these days you just can't believe. But it was okay, I enjoyed it there. But then, as I said, I left there then because my husband was in Germany, and I went to Germany to live then. That's when I finished work completely.
But so can I just ask you, was the factory called Spencer's?
I'm not sure what it was called, but the boss's name was Mr. Spencer. But he used to make school satchels and handbags, purses. But it wasn't a big place. As I said, there was only three machinists and a boy cutting out and him. So there was only five of us in this, which was the factory. But, you know, I mean, it was a lot to be desired after Horrocks's. I mean, there was no restroom, no first aid or anything. I mean, I can't even remember where the toilet was, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? You just can't believe it. He just wore this pinny. Why pinny? You just can't believe it. Oh, they got away with it in them days. Yeah. There was other factories around there, which was, they used to call it the Butter Factory, and there was another place used to do bras and knickers. I tried to get in there, but of course most of our girls had already got in there, so that was my next, and I wanted a sewing job, you know, so that's why I worked there.
Yeah. So was the water in this bowl, was it hot at least?
Yeah, well, he'd boil the kettle and put water and then add cold, so we'd all use the same bowl of water.
So did it take you a while to get rid of this impetigo?
Oh, yes, it did take me a while because it was horrible, it was. But I still went to work, see? I told him, but he said, no, that's fine. Still wash my hands in the bowl. You can't believe it, can you? You just can't believe. But there you are.
So who did he supply with these?
I'd be honest with you, I don't know. All I know is I worked there, so I don't know. They were school satchels, so, you know, whether it was for a shop or, I don't know.
So how big was the place then?
Only tiny. It was only just one room. That's all it was. It was all, as I say, there was three of us on the sewing machines, but there was probably four sewing machines, one table for cutting out, and a little table where he was sat, and we'd have a table in the middle to wash our hands. So it wasn't big.
So how did you feel working there?
Well, I enjoyed working with the girls, but I didn't feel as if I was clean there. Do you understand me? When after working in Horrocks's, it was entirely different, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How long were you there then?
I'm not sure now, let me see. I'm not sure, about 18 months, I think, because then I went to Germany.
Did you keep in touch with any of those girls?
No, because the one woman was a lot older than me. And the other girl, no, I never actually. No, because I went to Germany to live then, see. So when I come back then, like I had my son, and in them days you didn't work till they were in school, you know what I mean, or in nursery, whatever.
Do you remember how much you were paid?
Oh, no, I can't remember. Probably about the same, because it was the same type of wages, wasn't it, in them days? I'm not sure, to be honest.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you as well. Could you chat there? Could you chat and listen to music?
Yes, we could talk there. But of course, it was only three of us to chat to, so we used to talk, you know what I mean? But I didn't enjoy it like I did Horrocks's, you know, the great atmosphere in Horrocks's.
Where did you go for lunch then?
we just used to stay in a factory, and I never came home because it was in town. We'd stay there and have a snack and then start work and then come back. I think, I'm not sure what time I finished then.
I was going to ask what the hours were.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what hours they were. It was probably 9 till 5, but we didn't go out. We stayed in a factory for the hour, you know, just chatting.
Was there any union there?
No.
Apart from the Impetigo, what kind of boss was Mr. Spencer?
He was okay.
Quite fair?
He was all right. How can I explain? He could get a bit moody on times, but... As I said, after working in Horace's, nothing seemed the same, you know what I mean? I wasn't as happy there as I was. I mean, I worked there because I needed the money, you know what I mean? But, and I got on, because I said there was only two other girls to chat to. But it wasn't the atmosphere, and you weren't laughing and joking like you were in Horace's. It was like a life, but there it was work, and that was it, you know what I mean?
Did you have holidays there, or do you know? You know, do you remember?
I probably did, but I can't really remember because we wouldn't have gone away then. So I'm not sure about that. Obviously, we had bank holidays and things like that, which they did then.
And any social life?
Well, as I said, I used to go to a youth club. That's where I met my husband. And we used to go to the cinema.
But what I mean is, there was nothing organised by in the factory,
nothing at all like Alex's.
I mean, you say you weren't particularly happy there, but were you bored? Was it monotonous or?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm bored because I used to like sewing, but I used to get a bit fed up sometimes because there was no. Like laughter and joking, it'd be just working, doing the same thing, you know what I mean? And he wasn't the happiest person, you know what I mean? So it wasn't as nice, no.
How did you get to work there then?
I used to catch the bus.
Sorry, can you say that again?
I used to catch the bus to work.
So no bike into town then?
No, I catch the bus then, the bus on the corner, take me straight to the monument. I catch the bus home then.
What was the West Canal Wharf like in those days?
Well, there's plenty of work there because, like I said, the bus used to be packed going to work and coming home because they'd be going to the place where they made the bras and the knickers, and then there was the butter factory. So there was a lot of people, you know, who kept finishing work at the same time. You'd all be on the bus. You'd be busy. Like, you'd chat to people on the bus, you know.
Did you like working in town at all, or...?
I didn't mind because it wasn't that far, do you know what I mean?
So, you left because your husband...
Well, he was stationed in Germany and I was just become pregnant then and we went over to Germany to live. So that's why I left, you know? How long it went on after, I don't know, the factory... Because, like I said, it was only a small factory.
And how long were you in Germany for?
About 18 months, 2 years.
Okay. I'll just put this off a minute. I'll just finish off now.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, did you ever go back and work anywhere else, Rita?
No. Well, I had 3 children. And then when my youngest was about... 6 or 7, I started in St. Paul's School, which used to be the Nash, as a dinner lady. And I worked there 38 years. I retired now last Christmas. I've been off this year, but I loved it. I love working with children. I think if I'd have had my time over again, like they have all these opportunities today, I would have worked with children, because I do like working with children and handicapped children as well. So I think I enjoyed doing what I did. But I think after working with children, I think that's what I would have loved to have done.
Great. But looking back over your life and looking back to Horrocks's, what would you say?
Oh, I enjoyed Horrocks's, don't get me wrong, it was lovely. I did enjoy it. Great, as I say, they were looked after their staff and it was a good factory. It was. But I do like working with children, but I'm not saying I did enjoy Horrocks's, it was really good.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.